You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the New York Mets. I'm Dave Raymond alongside Anthony DeComo as we talk all things Metropolitans. What is Sandy Alderson hoping to get done this week here in San Diego? What's the key things on the agenda?
Yeah, there's two primary things that Sandy's looking at. One of them is getting rid of one of the pitchers in his rotation to make room for Matt Harvey. Right now they've got six guys for five spots, and they need to clear that up. They need to make room. The side product of that is it'll give him a little salary relief, which they could also use. But really it's just that roster spot that they need right now. The second thing is they're still kicking around the tires on pretty much every shortstop out there, whether it's a trade, whether it's free agents. If there's a shortstop who might be available, they're going to take a look at it. And they might wind up doing nothing at all there. But it's something that they've been looking at this week, and it's something that they'll continue to look at in the coming weeks.
Let's start with the pitching.
Sure.
Some interest in Dylan G. I feel like I'm hearing rumors that there are some teams sniffing around.
Yeah, Dylan G. is the guy that they're looking at. That would be their top priority, would be to trade him. The other candidates would be John Neese and Bartolo Colon. But Colon, is going to be 42 next year. He's making $11 million. They kind of see him as more valuable to their own team than another club would view him. John Neese is the only left-hander in the rotation right now. They kind of like that. They kind of want to have him in there. So that leaves Dylan. And not that they're dying to trade Dylan G, but they've got five other starters who they really like. And, there seems to be some interest in there. They've met with the Rangers. The Giants, I believe, are interested. So, they're not going to get the world back for him, and they understand that. But they need that roster spot more than anything. And, Dylan's going to make $5 million-ish through arbitration next year. And getting that off the books will help them do some of the other things they want to accomplish as well.
The John Lester signing, does that maybe help in increase the activity there?
Sure, in theory. I mean, anytime, the top guy in the market goes off the board, I think teams are going to start looking towards their second, third, fourth options. Dylan G could be that for a lot of teams. We could see some clubs who thought they might have been in on Lester, the Giants, for example. And you could see them maybe becoming more aggressive in the trade market, and that would certainly benefit the Mets. It's always nice to have excess pitching. Teams always want pitching, so they think they can do this and probably do this fairly quickly.
All right, let's move to the shortstop situation. They want to do something about Wilmer Flores, right? Want to upgrade at that spot. You said they might be comfortable at the end of the day just kind of going status quo. But how big might they be willing to go here?
Not that big. Okay. And that's sort of what's making this difficult is there just aren't that many big splash options out there. You can look at the Troy Tulowitzkis of the world. They're not really comfortable giving up what it would take to get a guy like that. They're not comfortable taking on that kind of salary right now. So what you're looking at is maybe more of a minor upgrade. Maybe a Jed Lowry in the free agent market, for example. Maybe a Brad Miller with the Mariners if they're willing to trade him. And it's such kind of an incremental upgrade though for Wilmer Flores that they're not going to go overboard with this. They're not going to pay through the nose, so to speak, for a guy who may or may not be better than what they already have. So they're kind of treading pretty carefully with this. Could it get done at the winter meeting? Sure. More likely, it's going to take weeks. You might get into January. You might even get into February. And there's a decent chance Sandy Alderson has been cautioning pretty much everyone all along that it's not going to happen at all. So if at the end of the day it winds up being Wilmer Flores at shortstop, they're comfortable with that. They're prepared with that. I wouldn't really expect a headline sort of deal to replace him.
What about somebody like Stephen Drew? Is he in the mix on that?
Yeah, sure. A lefty bat, Stephen Drew, Jed Lowry. They like those guys. They're not too high on his Drubal Cabrera right now. But, a guy like that who maybe you get into January and you're not guaranteeing him 600 plate appearances. Maybe you can fit Wilmer Flores into the mix alongside a guy like Stephen Drew, alongside a guy like Jed Lowry. So it's going to be interesting to see the way the market develops as we get into those later months of the offseason, because guys who think, they might get X are now looking at taking Y, and that could benefit the Mets.
Okay, so shortstop, moving a starting pitcher to make room for Matt Harvey. And what is the latest on Harvey?
Well, Matt Harvey's, working his way back into shape. He's starting to ramp up right around now. And in January, he's going to go out to California and Scott Boras' camp out there and really ramp up. His goal is to be as close to 100% as possible come opening day. And you know, he's going to be well more than a year removed from Tommy John surgery, so the velocity should be back. Command is the issue with a guy like that. You don't know if he's going to be that spot-on 2013 Matt Harvey that he was. The bigger issue with Matt is they're going to limit his innings, and they intend to play in October next year, so how do they do that? If they've said he's going to be there pitching in April, that probably means either a disabled list stint during the middle of the season or skipping starts. It sounds good in theory. I wouldn't want to be the one telling Matt Harvey he's not going to take the mound when it's his turn. So it's going to be an interesting situation to monitor as we get into the summer, what exactly they're going to do with this to limit his innings, because he's not going to come close to 200. And we all know Matt Harvey, he's going to want to. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Okay, we need to wrap it up. But what about a quick hit on Craig Breslow? I've seen his name attached to the Mets as possible help in the bullpen.
Yeah, they need a lefty reliever. Craig's kind of the prominent guy out there. I'm not sure they're thrilled with him right now, just because of, you know, there's a lot of teams in on it. His price might be a little more than what they're looking at. And they're happy, really, to get a one-out lefty guy. You know, you can bring in mix and match with Josh Edgett in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning, whatever. You know, Craig Breslow, I think a lot of teams see him more as a setup man and pitched a whole 7th inning, pitched a whole 8th inning, and that's not really what they're looking for. But it's on the right track, and certainly in terms of what they want. They want to fill out their bullpen. They kind of see themselves as having probably only one spot open, and they'd like to fill it with a left-hander if they can.
Okay. All right. Good stuff, Anthony. I think what I take away here, a lot could happen. A lot might not happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mets. All right. All right. Great job, Anthony DeComo. This has been MLB.com Extras, the New York Mets.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.